Well, my dear ones, may the Lord touch your hearts with his heart for his children and single parents living on the very raw edge of poverty. He certainly has touched mine. I've been gathering facts for actually 3 days now for this video, plus recovering from oral surgery, so that's why you've missed me. I am bringing to you a most precious treasure. Children that don't have beds to sleep on or a blanket to cover them at night. Children with heart-wrenching handicaps that have been left to fend for themselves after being abandoned or parents dying. Orphans and single parents coping with severe health issues and no income. Please consider this cause and what is needed to do to help them a little at a time. We've been donating to this cause and will continue to do so after our basic needs are covered and those we care for around us as well. After I found out about this cause, Jesus came to me and began to speak. Do you know how thrilled I am that your heart went out to these little ones? He began. I can only guess, Lord, when my Jesus kitty attacked me and wouldn't stop licking me and making kitty biscuits on my back, climbing around as if I were a jungle gym. The Lord continued, yes, he is my little messenger of love, and I knew you were feeling very guilty for abandoning me today. But do you know that when you minister to such as these, you have ministered to me, even as it is written? And the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. That's Matthew 25:40. These are the ones that break my heart with their poverty. They have been chosen before time in the heart of the Father to be a gift to mankind. Their agreement with me before conception was to come to earth and suffer the direst need that the hearts of hardened men and women in first world countries would be renewed and softened. Their reward in heaven is great. This is rarely seen or understood by my people. They see their poverty as a chastisement, when in fact it is their gift to the developing world. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's Matthew 6:21. Did I not say that I am their inheritance? For blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3. Rarely will you meet a person well off that is this humble. When you accumulate riches, you become self-sufficient, and the need to cling to me becomes less and less important. That is, unless you are truly poor in spirit, a rare quality in the wealthy. Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? That's James 2:5. And so it is truly my gift to you, Claire, to soften your heart and live a more circumcised life of self-denial. The perfect cure for your excessively preoccupied with money, culture. The American dream has become the American nightmare, with people in such debt that sickness and insomnia plague them day and night as they work to sustain this madness, which, by the way, has been inspired by Satan to entrap men and women and keep them from me. When money is abundant, they lie awake at night planning on how they will spend it. When money is scarce, they lie awake at night worrying about how they will pay off their debts. This is not the balance I ordained for man. It is right and good that all should have what is needful to a proper and productive life, where men can grow in the knowledge of me and become what I created them to be, wisdom and charity in the fulfillment of their destinies. This I will restore when I return. But as it is now, there is great inequity on earth, and my children must learn to give and sacrifice as they live for me. This is a perfect opportunity for heart dwellers, Claire. Lift this cross to your shoulder gently and carry it for me. It is my delight to see your deep concern. This I will bless greatly. It will revive the conscience of many who are at a loss as to how to do something that really makes a difference, one they can see and truly appreciate. Not that your left hand should know what your right hand is doing, but there's an element of solidarity and shared relief that softens the soul and makes them more like me. This is essential to a healthy spiritual life as well. And that was what the Lord had to say. So I want to share with you, heart dwellers, the gift he's talking about here. In my search for a musical instrument, I found a man, Eric the Flute Maker of flutemakerministries.org, who makes flutes and bamboo saxophones and donates much of his profit to providing for orphans and widows in Nicaragua, especially the hopeless, handicapped ones who've been abandoned by their fathers and living in garbage dumps. Nicaragua has been devastated by brutal political strife and death squads and is still in recovery mode. When I saw what he was doing with Pastor Carlos Baez of a Heart to Love Foundation and the abject poverty they live in, the orderly way in which he has planned out and executed self-sustaining solutions that are bearing fruit several years now down the road, well, I just melted and sought the Lord on how we could help. So I'm bringing this to you, dear ones, and I believe this is a worthy and ethical cause, and I believe I can vouch for the integrity of those involved. Rather than throwing money at them blindly, there is a plan in place to help them become self-sustaining. Very simply, each of you has friends that love the Lord, and if you could inspire them to watch this video and check out his site and get them engaged, there is an orderly way that we can go about helping them without making it a burden on one person. We're encouraging you to form a little mercy team with two other friends or more and ask them to consider their needs along with you, and a little at a time, without straining your own needs and those you're taking care of. The key words here are three people or more, a little at a time. In this way, together, we can gradually have an extended impact on this extreme need and stick with it for the long term, because new families in dire distress are always being found. Their needs are simple, and the American dollar goes quite a long way. For instance, a table and four chairs is $54, and it certainly does elevate people to be able to sit in chairs at a table rather than eating on the floor. If you have three people in on it, that's only $18 a person. And now a family has a table to eat from and chairs to sit on. For families coming from the dump into their own dwelling, it would cost three people $70 each to provide $210 to cover for pots and pans, utensils and plates. $210 is a hefty offering for many, just a little too much, but $70 is much easier to handle when three people are involved. I know our American mentality tends to just do it or not do it, but here we're seeing the wisdom in grabbing a friend's hand and saying, let's all pitch in and get what they need. Or if you're a little better off, one situation is a family living under rotten roof beams and they need a new roof. And labor there, by the way, is free because people volunteer to help one another. The only thing that is asked is that the workers get fed. And believe it or not, the daily wage there is $2.50 to $3. And that's not per hour. That's for the whole day. In Eric's own words, here's a little introduction to their work. He begins, Flute Maker Ministries was born in 2006 when my wife, Linda, and I performed for and gave out toys to 18 kids who were in the process of being rescued from a garbage dump in Nicaragua. Some of the children were living in a structure with no water, no electricity, no doors, no windows, and no bathroom. The kids were sleeping in bags of rice and beans. It was an audience that changed our lives. Through the help of many customers, family, and friends, Flute Maker Ministries was able to buy land, build the kids a home, start a farm, sow into micro-businesses, and support efforts to feed children in feeding centers throughout Nicaragua. By 2017, we'd expanded our efforts and now support 243 children with disabilities, 52 feeding centers, and helping children in the Mosquito Coast, helping to educate the kids of Cascabel so they can one day give back to their community. You can learn more about this at flutemakerministries.org. This weekend, I learned there are still no doors or windows or electricity in the house we built for 6 orphan children whose mother died of a twisted intestine. Oh, that's so tragic. The doors and windows will be made by Guy Lynn, one of the kids of Cascabel, now doing construction. By the way, that's the name of the house that he built for the orphans. Anyway, I encourage you to check out his site and watch the videos. I don't think you'll feel the same after you've seen them. And a word of caution here, dear ones. As our hearts are moved, we mustn't forget the efforts to help and support those around us we're already committed to. I had to set aside what we use for those who need firewood and help with medications and utilities, rent money for a free store and shelter. So a little caution when you give. Please do not abandon your tithes and offerings to your regular ministries that have to survive in the first world. But with a small group contributing to one family, it will take very little to support them and help them be self-sustaining in God's good timing. Many of the single mothers have been given sewing machines, by the way, and fabric with which they have produced beautiful bags that are sold to replenish the fabric by another sewing machine and help support families with no income. And this would be on his Flute Maker site under other products. These families have come from the garbage dump. They were living on what others threw away. Now they're producing an income by sewing. And some farming, living in their own houses, constructed from the profits of the sale of Eric's flutes. So the goal here is to help a family get on their feet with a respectable living. We are in it for the long term, to help as we can. Not just blindly donate and not know how it's being used. The element of sharing in their plight is so very enriching to our souls. After we've met our operating costs and taken care of the widows here who are in dire need and in danger of losing their electricity, we will give substantially to this ministry. So this is my dear brother Eric, the flute maker, and his many children, the ones Jesus has given to him and Linda to love, and the ones he so graciously is sharing with us. And in closing, I just want to remind you to check out flutemakerministries.org and call a couple of friends to join hands with you in donating when you can to their efforts. You will find updates here on a month-to-month basis at the address that I provide on the PDF of this video. The Lord bless you, dear ones, and thank you for your kind hearts.